नमस्सर्वेभ्यः। अद्य प्रौढमनोरमायाः संज्ञाप्रकरणे चतुर्थः पाठः, नवम्बर् मासस्य चतुर्दशः दिनाङ्कः। येनाक्षरसमां नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। ध्यायं ध्यायं परं ब्रह्मस्मारं स्मारं गुरोर्गिरः सिद्धान्तकौमुदी व्याख्यां कुर्मः प्रौढमनोरमाम्। Can you all see the screen? Okay. So let's do a recap of what we studied so far in the Manorama. मनोरमायां प्रथमं प्रकरणमासीत् हकारस्य द्विरूपदेशस्य प्रयोजनम्। माहेश्वरसूत्रेषु हकारः द्विवारं पठ्यते, हयवरट् इत्यत्र एकवारं तथा हल् इत्यत्र पुनः द्वितीयवारम्। किं प्रयोजनम्? भिन्नेषु प्रत्याहारेषु हकारस्य ग्रहणम् अपेक्ष्यते, तदर्थं द्विवारं पाठः। प्रथमहकारस्य पाठस्य प्रयोजनम् अट् अश् हश् तथा इण् इत्येतेषु प्रत्याहारेषु हकारस्य ग्रहणं स्यात्। सर्वेषाम् उदाहरणानि दृष्टानि। तथैव द्वितीयहकारस्य ग्रहणस्य प्रयोजनं भवति वल् रल् झल् शल् इति चतुर्षु प्रत्याहारेषु हकारस्य ग्रहणम्। द्वितीयः प्रसङ्गः हलन्त्यम् इति सूत्रविषये। अन्योन्याश्रयदोषः प्रसक्तः। कथमन्योन्याश्रयदोषः? हलन्त्यम् इति सूत्रार्थः ज्ञातव्यः, इत्संज्ञां ज्ञातुम्। हलन्त्यम् इति सूत्रस्य कः अर्थः? उपदेशे अन्त्यं हल् नाम व्यञ्जनम् इत्संज्ञकं भवति इत्यर्थः। तत्र इत्संज्ञां ज्ञातुं हल् प्रत्याहारः ज्ञातव्यः। अन्त्यं हल् इत्युक्ते हल् नाम व्यञ्जनम् इति ज्ञानार्थं हल् इति प्रत्याहारः ज्ञातव्यः। प्रत्याहारः क्रियते आदिवन्त्येन सहेता इति सूत्रेण। आदिः अन्त्येन इता सह इत्यस्ति। हल् प्रत्याहारं कर्तुम् इत् संज्ञा ज्ञातव्या। यदि कश्चन इत्सम्यकः वर्णः अस्ति तेन सह प्रत्याहारः कर्तुं शक्यते। अतः इत्संज्ञां ज्ञातुं प्रत्याहारज्ञानम् अपेक्षितं, प्रत्याहारं ज्ञातुम् इत्संज्ञाज्ञानम् अपेक्षितम् इति परस्पर आश्रयः विद्यते। एषः अन्योन्याश्रयदोषः। कथं दोषनिवारणम्? प्रश्नः। दोषनिवारणस्य एक एव मार्गः अस्ति। आदौ केवलस्य अन्तिमलकारस्य इत्संज्ञा क्रियते। सो देर् आर् डिफरेण्ट् वेस् इन् विच् डिफरेण्ट् शास्त्रकाराः हव् रिसाल्व् द प्रोब्लम्, बट् इन् आल् दीस् द बेसिस् इस् द सेम्। प्रथमं केवलस्य लकारस्य इत्संज्ञा भवति। हल् इति चतुर्दशमाहेश्वरसूत्रे यः लकारः तस्य इत्संज्ञा क्रियते, ततः तेन लकारेण सह आदिरन्तेन सहेता इत्यनेन हल् इति प्रत्याहारः क्रियते। प्रत्याहारे कृते पुनः हलन्त्यम् इत्यनेन सर्वेषाम् अन्त्यव्यञ्जनानाम् इत्संज्ञा इति ज्ञायते। सो दिस् इस् द सेम् प्रोसीजर् विच् इस् फालोड् बै एव्रिबडि। फस्ट् दे डेसिग्नेट् ओन्ली लकार एस् इत्। वन्स् लकार इस् डेसिग्नेटेड् एस् इत्, वि केन् हाव् द हल् प्रत्याहार। वन्स् वि हाव् द प्रत्याहार, वि केन् इण्टर्प्रिट् हल् एस् व्यञ्जनम्। सो इट् इस् द सेम् प्रोसीजर्। द क्वश्चन् इस् हौ डु वि गेट् द लकार टु बि इत्? Okay, how do we interpret halantyam? Because we have only those sutras which Panini has given. Panini has not given any sutra. We cannot create a new sutra. So using the existing sutra, how do we arrive at this meaning? That is, how do we get itsamya for just lakara and also get itsamya for hal later? Okay, so that is the point of conflict. So lakarasya itsamyam sadhaitum भिन्नरीत्या प्रयत्नाः क्रियन्ते। आदौ लकारस्य कथम् इत्संज्ञा? तत्र कैयटस्य मतः। कैयटः भाष्यस्य प्रदीपव्याख्यानस्य कर्ता। सो सः वदति हलन्त्यम् इत्यस्ति तत्र हल् ल् अन्त्यम् इति सूत्रम् कोऽर्थः हल् च ल् च हल् समाहारद्वन्द्वः लैक् वि से पाणि च पादौ च पाणिपादम् समाहारद्वन्द्वः वेर् वि कम्बैन् थिङ्ग्स् रामश्च लक्ष्मणश्च रामलक्ष्मणौ इस् आल्सो द्वन्द्व वेर् द वचन विल् चेञ्ज् दट् वि काल् इट् अस् इतरेतरद्वन्द्व वेर् इट् इस् आल्वेस् इन् एकवचन अण्ड् नपुंसकलिङ्ग इट् इस् समाहारद्वन्द्व अ ग्रूप् ओके सो अ ग्रूप् आफ् हल् अण्ड् ल् सो देर् आर् टु पार्टिकल्स् इन् द सूत्र हलन्त्यम् इत्यत्र पदद्वयमस्ति पदार्थद्वयं हल् पदार्थः एकः ल् पदार्थः एकः कः अर्थः हल् इत्यस्य अन्त्यं हल् इति भवति इत्यर्थः तत्तु इदानीं न ज्ञायते वि डोण्ट् नो वाट् हल् इस् सो द सेकेण्ड् वन् सेस् ऐ मीन् द सेकेण्ड् वर्ड् देर् आर् टु वर्ड्स् रैट् देर् इस् हल् अन्त्यम् अण्ड् ल् अन्त्यं सो अन्त्यं ल् नाम लकारः इति भवति लकारः यदि अन्त्ये अस्ति सः अपि इति भवति इति अर्थः सो फ्रोम् द सेम् सूत्र वि केन् डिरैव् टु मीनिङ्ग्स् सो फस्ट् वन् सेस् हल् एट् द एण्ड् विल् बि इत् and the second one says l means lakara at the end will be it so we first use the second part and we say that lakara in hal is it so once it is it the next procedure is the same we have hal pratyahara and then the first part we interpret as antyam vyanjanam it bhavati right so dvitiya lakarasya so now interpretation is clear but hal antyam iti na shruyate sutre The sutra we hear is only halantyam. The second lakara is not heard. So, tatra kim bhavati, dhitiya lakarasya, sayogantasya lopaha ityanena lopaha kriyate. So, it is deleted or eluded by sayogantasya lopaha. Sayogantam yath padam, tadantasya lopaha syat. Hal cha lu cha iti samase krute, tat padam. Hal iti padam. Lakara dvayam asti. Ante lakara dvayasya sayoga asti. तस्य अन्त्यस्य नाम लकारस्य लोपः संयोगान्तस्य लोपः इत्यनेन अतः सूत्रे न श्रूयते सो इवन् दो इट् एक्सिस्ट् इट् इस् नाट् हर्ड् हलन्त्यम् इत्येव श्रूयते बट् वी अस्यूम् दट् दर् वास् द सेकेण्ड् लकार अण्ड् इट् हस् बीन् एलिडेड् बै संयोगान्तस्य लोपः सो दिस् इस् वाट् कैयट सेस् एनी क्वश्चन्स् रिगार्डिङ्ग् दिस् ओके सो एषः कैयटस्य मतः काशिकाकारस्य मते कथं लकारस्य इत्संज्ञा इति पश्यामः हलन्त्यम् इति सूत्रे हल् इति पदस्य आवृत्तिः सो कैयटः वदति केवलं लकारः अस्ति हि जस्ट् पुट्स् इन् एन् अडिशनल् लकार काशिकाकार पुट्स् इन् एन् अडिशनल् हल् ओके सो हि सेस् हल् इस् रिपीटेड् ट्वैस् हलन्त्यम् इति सूत्रे हल् इति पदस्य आवृत्तिः हल् antyam it bhavati hal antyam it bhavati so there are twice you interpreted this okay so there's one hal and a second hal so prathama varam hal padasya hasya l iti samasah hal ityate pratyaharah na he does not consider the first time hal is not a pratyahara this is a samasa hasya l the l of hakara so hasya kah arthah the l of hakara hasya l ityate हकारस्य समीपस्थः लकारः द लकार विच् इस् क्लोस् टु हकार विच् इस् इन् द 14th माहेश्वरसूत्र हल् ओके इत्यर्थः तेन किं भवति लकारमात्रस्य इत्संज्ञा सो बै दिस् इण्टर्प्रिटेशन् आल्सो इनिशियलि वी हेव् इत्संज्ञा ओन्लि फर् द लकार हस्य ल् नाम अन्तिमस्य लकारस्य इत्संज्ञा भवति ततः हल् प्रत्याहारः सिद्ध्यति द्वितीयवारं हल् पदस्य व्यञ्जनं प्रत्याहारे ज्ञाते हल् इत्यस्य व्यञ्जनम् इत्यर्थः सो हिस् टेक्निक् इस् टु रिपीट् द वर्ड् हल् अण्ड् इण्टर्प्रिट् इट् डिफरेण्ट्लि फस्ट् टैम् इट् इस् इण्टर्प्रिटेड् एस् जस्ट् लकार हस्य ल् हकारस्य समीपः यः लकारः तस्य इत्संज्ञा ततः हल् प्रत्याहारः ततः हल् पदस्य द्वितीयवारं हल् पदस्य व्यञ्जनम् इत्यर्थः सो दिस् इस् काशिकाकारस् टेक्निक् फार् resolving the anyonyashraya. Okay, so because it is avrati, we don't hear the second term. Okay, because it is either ekashesha, that is only one of them is heard, or we say it is tantra, that is the same word is interpreted in different ways, that is tantra. So either way, the second word is not heard. Only once it is heard, but it is interpreted twice. Dikshita mate katham, etat tattu kashika karasya matam. Edani dikshitasya mate katham halantyam, halantyam iti sampurna sutrasya eva avrattihi. So, kayata just puts in an additional lakara. Kahikakara puts in an additional hal, the word hal. Dikshita puts in an entire sutra. Halantyam itself is repeated twice. Okay. Sutram eva dvivaram pathyate. Sutram dvivaram pathyate. Tena kim bhavati. Prathamavaram yad sutram asti, tasya halaha antyam it bhavati. Halaha nama hal iti maheshwara sutrasya antyam. Athava hali antyam. Hal iti maheshwara sutre antyam it bhavati ityartha. So the first time the sutra is interpreted as the ending of the maheshwara sutra hal will be it. Okay. Tena kim bhavati punaha lakara matrasya it samya bhavati. Tataha hal pratyahara siddhyati. Dvitiye sutre, the second time we repeat the sutra, we use hal pratyahara and we say upadeshe antyam vyanjanam it bhavati. Okay. So this is Dikshita's technique for resolving anyonyashraya dosha. So we saw three ways. Kayyatasya mate lakarasyeva grahanamasti. Adhikasya lakarasya samahara dvandvena. Hal antyam, l antyam. Kashika karamate, hal iti padasya avrattihi, nikshita mate to sampurna sutrasya avrattihi. So there are three different positions. Nikshitar, because this is his grantha, he'll obviously support his view and he has to support his view, he has to reject the previous solutions. In a sutra, if you look at this is the chronological order. Initially, we have Kayata, then we have Kashika, and then we have Dikshita. So, whenever a Shastrakara is putting forth a new position, he wants to support it, he has to reject what the previous Shastrakaras has told. I mean, he has to explain why he is not accepting their view, why he does not agree with Kayata, or why he does not agree with Kashika. Okay, so that is why he will take them up as a Purva Paksha. That is what we call a Purva Paksha. Purva Paksha is the argument which is put forth by some previous Shastrakara. So he has to paraphrase the Purva Paksha and he has to object, I mean, show why it is not correct according to him. Okay. So there's a question. What Dikshita says is clear, but is that what Panini intended? See, we don't know. That is the reason why there is scope for so much Shastra Vichara, because Panini focused on brevity. He does not explain. We cannot have any answer from Panini what he meant when he said halantyam. We don't know. So that is why there has been so much of Vakyatha which has happened. Right from the Vartikas, people have kept debating and there is always room for new interpretations. As long as the interpretations stay within the purview of the Shastra, there is always a scope for new interpretation. As long as you support it, as I said. So Dikshita has to support why he says the previous things is not correct. Okay. So now it is up to you. I mean, you can Yes, I'm not able to hear anything. But one second, I'll just check my speakers. Can somebody speak now?
Just a minute.
Yes. സത്യം 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 No, sí. ഉപദേശിച്ച ഇത്യപി നാവശ്യകം ഉപദേശ ഇത്യപി അസ്തി പൂർവത്ര സത്യം 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 പ്രശ്ന ക അന്യം സൂത്രം സ്ഥാപയേത്. സത്യം കിന്തു അത്ര പ്രശ്ന ഹലന്ത്യമിതി സൂത്രം ഏകമേവ പാണിനിന കൃതം തസ്യ കഹ തസ്യ അഭിപ്രായ കഹ ഇതി പ്രശ്ന ഇദാനീം വയം കയ്യടസ്യ മതം സ്വീകുർമഃ അഥവാ കാശികാകാരസ്യ മതം സർവത്ര സേവ പ്രശ്ന ഉദ്ഭവതി കിമർത്ഥം പാണിനിന ഉക്തം നോക്തം വസ്തുതഃ പാണിനിന തഥാ നോക്തം പാണിനിഹി കിമർത്ഥം ന ഉക്തവാൻ ഇതി ന ജാനീമഃ വസ്തുതഃ വക്തവ്യമാസീത് സത്യം യദി തസ്യ മനസി അന്യോന്യാശ്രയഃ ഭവതി തസ്യ നിവാരണം കരണീയം ഇതി പാണിനേഹ മനസി യദി ആസീത് തർഹി തേന കശ്ചിദ് യത്നഃ കൃതഃ സ്യാത് കിന്തു ന കൃതഃ സയേ പ്രശ്നഃ കിമർത്ഥം ന കൃതഃ ന ജാനീമഃ യഥാ പൂർവതന കക്ഷായാം ശലഗോപൻ മഹോദയഃ ഉക്തവാൻ
प्रायः पाणिनेः मनसि हल् पदार्थः प्रसिद्धः इत्यपि स्यात्। ही माइट हैव ट्रीटेड दैट हल् पदार्थ इज ऑलरेडी नोन, अत एव तेन उक्तं स्यात्। न जानीमः, किन्तु इदानीं का स्थितिः वयं न जानीमः इत्येव स्थितिः। हल् इति न जानीमः, कथं यत्नः इति। पाणिनेः वचनैः कथम् ईदृशः अर्थः आनेतुं शक्यते इत्येव प्रयत्नः। पाणिनिः साक्षात् उक्तवान् इति वक्तुं न समर्थाः। दीक्षितोऽपि न प्रभवति, काशिकाकारोऽपि न प्रभवति, कैयटोऽपि न। स एव स्थितिः, सः वक्तुं न शक्नोति। किन्तु अद्यतनस्थितौ कथं तादृश अर्थलाभः शास्त्रमर्यादायां कर्तुं शक्यते। सो विदिन् द लिमिट्स् आफ् द शास्त्र हौ केन् वी इण्टर्प्रिट् इट् द वे, दट् इस् आल् द क्वश्चन्। सो if Panini had really meant it, maybe he could have found out an easier way of telling this rather than all these. He could probably have. Sahatu nakrutavan ityateva etadashah yatnah. Mahabhashyavi nirnayah nasti. Mahabhashyakara also does not explicitly tell. If he had told again, there would not have been so much of confusion. Right? So, Bhashyakara api navadati, Panini api navadati. Ataha, sarvepi shastrakaraha, samatanugunam, किमपि प्रतिपादयन्ति। तत्र किं वरम् इति तु अध्येतॄणाम् अधीनम्। सो इट् इस् फोर् अप् टु अस् टु डिसैड्, ऐ मीन् इट्स् नाट् अस् टु डिसैड् टु नो विच् आफ् देम् इस् बेटर्। अन्त्यः अर्थः कः इति तु सिद्धः। यः कोऽपि मतः भवतु, अर्थस्तु स एव। आदौ लकारस्य यत्संज्ञा, ततः हल् प्रत्याहारः, ततः प्रत्याहारस्य ज्ञानम् इत्येव प्रक्रिया। कथम् इति, so the point here is only how shastrartha goes and how exact the shastra has to be. Tatraiva asmakam lakshyam syat. Katham shastrartha kriyate, katham matani nirakriyante. I mean, if you look at Kayata first, if you don't read Dikshita and look at Kayata, it will seem fine. Sat tadushitam iti bhati, tataha kashikayam patitayam tadapi uchitam iteva bhati. दीक्षितास्तु तत् निराकुर्वन्ति। कथं निराकरणं, निराकरणस्य का प्रक्रिया, कः उपायः, सः उपायः साधुर्वा न वा। सो इस् दट् रिजेक्षन् अक्सेप्टबल् आर् नाट् इस् वाट् वी हव् टु थिङ्क्। सो आल् दिस् इस् ओन्ली फार् बुद्धिवैषद्य। ओके, ऐ मीन् इफ् यु आर् जस्ट् लुकिङ्ग् एट् वाट् इस् फैनली, वाट् इस् द फैनल् औट्कम्, वी डोण्ट् नीड् टु स्टडी द मनोरमा, रैट्? औट् कः सिद्धान्तः इति तु कौमुद्याम् अस्ति, तेनैव ज्ञायते। किन्तु वाक्यार्थः कथं क्रियते, शास्त्रार्थः कथं क्रियते इति अवगन्तुमेव अयं प्रयत्नः। वेल् दट् इस् द केस् इन् मेनि केसेस्, बट् देन् यस्, व्याकरणशास्त्र वुड् नाट् हव् डेवलप्ड् टु दिस् एक्स्टेण्ट् प्रोबब्लि। ऐ मीन् ही हेज् आफर्ड् स्कोप् फार् अदर् शास्त्रकारस् टु से समथिङ्ग्। If Panini said everything, well, probably the Shastra would not have been so vast. Yes, okay, so Sadagopanji has a question. Aunga aap, haa. Yes, haa. Yes, yes, that is what it means. Interpreted twice. Tantra, that is what he himself says. Tantra, avritti, ekashesha. Avritti is actual repetition. But what we usually mean here is not that we have to repeat it twice in Ashtadhyayi. We interpret it twice. Tantra is that, I mean, it is told once, but it is interpreted twice. सकृदुच्चारितस्य अर्थद्वयं वा तदपि कार्थ बोधः तन्त्रं। सो दट् इस् वाट् ही मीन्स्। ऐ मीन् ही डस् नाट् से दट् ओके आड् अनदर् सूत्रं, बट् यु इण्टर्प्रिट् इट् इन् टु डिफरेण्ट् वेस्, दट् इस् वाट् इट् मीन्स्। यस्, ओके, सो दिस् इस् वन् मोर्, वाट् वास् दट्? हा, आङ्गनास्त्रियम् अन् हा Mm.
last class. It's not a pratyahara. It is racha ta. Yes, but we don't know if it was called it or not. It's a very probable thing that, I mean, there was something, but was it called it? We should see. I mean, I have I want to read up the case. We don't know if there were certainly cases where pratyayas were. Say, for example, Panini says it as a ta as the pratyaya. So, some previous thing will call it as ang. So, tatra ngakarasya katham saha ithamya kahava anyaha. I mean, he might have called the same it as something. It is, I mean, from what I have told, it is a Paninian term. Like you have, say, ta or, I mean, ti or bha. Exactly. Exactly. So I say the point there is not just resolving. I mean, the point is not the final outcome. I mean, everybody knows it. Everybody who knows it can easily interpret it. The point is how the Shastra goes. That is what I said. Correct. As you said, I mean, there was that Angunasya. Look, probably the it itself was known before, or Hal was known before. We don't know. See, the problem is that we don't have any Vyakarana literature now which existed before Panini. We know that there was lot, because Panini himself mentioned the lot and everything, but none of them have come down to us. So we don't know what was the Swarupa of other Vyakaranas, or what were the techniques they used, etc. I mean, we can see that Panini owes a lot to his previous grammarians. In his technique, in his prayers, everything. But we don't know how much and what. So that is why at this stage we have questions for which there are no answers. So it is quite possible. I mean, it's intuitive that Panini did not want to resolve. I mean, in Panini's mind, probably this dosha did not exist. Okay. So because either he knew, I mean, he assumed Hal to be Prasiddha, or it itself to be Prasiddha, or whatever. Okay. So if it itself was Prasiddha. So then again, okay, we don't have to get into the question and so on. But yes, as far as we stand, we don't know. We don't know either Hal or it. I mean, if we are looking at the Shastra anew, we don't know. And the Shastrakaras are trying to resolve it. So from all these, the lessons we learn is not exactly to this problem. It is the technique of argumentation. See, the final Lakshya of Shastra, for any Shastra in our tradition, is Vyakarana is an Upaya Shastra. Vedanta Adhikam Upaya Shastram. Upayam Brahma Athava Yat Satyam. Tatvam Tat. So, how do we go about it? Shastrayana Buddhi Vaishadyam, to clear the intellect and to make it appreciate the minute matters, is what any Shastra Adhyayana does. So, you look at these arguments, so finally, how is it going to matter? Say, Bhaja Govindam, Shankaracharya said. But still, he looks at the Shastras. Why? Because the Shastras, progressively, they refine the mind. And they make it better, able to appreciate the subtle things. So, take the buddhi from the superficial to the subtle is what any Shastra does. So, for that, all these arguments will help in clearing up the mind. Okay. So, sometimes, yes, I also agree that I also felt that some arguments are futile, or why so much fuss over a small thing. But it is not really true. So it matters from the point of the Shastra and also from a larger perspective. So now, okay, we saw the three cases of resolving the Anyanyashraya Dosha. So now we have to see how Dikshitar rejects the first two, or why he says the first two, he does not accept the first two
things. That is one given by Kashika and the one given by Dikshita. So we'll read just the Moola of the Prouda Manorama, what Dikshita says so far. So he says, Halantyam ityatra, Halantyam iti kaha vigraha iti uktamado. Hali antyam iti va, halahantyam iti va, iti kashchana prashnaha asit. Saha, tasya uttaram dattam. Tataha, haliti ekadesha seva, tantra avritti ekadeshanyatamam astu. ఏకతో కాశికాకార్యస్య పూర్వపక్షః ఉచ్యతే హల్ ఇది ఏకదేశస్య అర్థాత్ హలంత్యం ఇతి సూత్రే కేవలం హల్ ఇతి పదస్య తంత్రం నామ సకృదుచ్చారితస్య అర్థద్వయం సో జస్ట్ ఐ మీన్ ఇంటర్ప్రిటెడ్ ట్వైస్ ఆర్ ఏకశేషం ఆర్ ఆవృత్తి ఇట్ ఇస్ ఆల్ ద సేమ్ ఫైనలీ హస్య ల్ ఇతి చ వ్యాఖ్యాస్యతే హల్ ఇతి ప్రథమ పదస్య కః అర్థః హస్య ల్ హస్య ఇత్యుక్తే హకారస్య సమీపః సామీప్యం షష్ట్యర్థః హస్య ల్ ఇతి చ వ్యాఖ్యాస్యతే సామీప్యం షష్ట్యర్థః ఇతి కాశికాకారస్య మతం. హి జస్ట్ టెల్స్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద పూర్వపక్ష. హి డస్ నాట్ మెన్షన్ ఎనీబడి బై నేమ్. హి జస్ట్ టెల్స్ యద్వా మాస్తు తంత్రాది అస్తు సమాహార ద్వంద్వః హల్ చ ల్ చ ఇతి లకారస్య సంయోగాంత లోపః ఇతి కయ్యటస్య మతం. సో హి టేక్స్ అప్ టు పూర్వపక్ష అండ్ సేస్ ఇతి చేత్ మైవం నో వై నో ఆద్యే సమాసస్య క్లిష్టత్వాత్. సో ద ఆద్య ఇన్ దిస్ కేస్ ఇస్ ద ఫస్ట్ కాశికాకార. దీక్షిత టేక్స్ కాశికా ఫస్ట్. హీ సేస్ హలిత్ ఏకదేశస్య ఇవ తంత్రావృత్తి ఏకశేషాన్యతమం అస్తు హస్య ల్ ఇతి వ్యాఖ్యాస్యతే. హస్య ల్ ఇతి ప్రథమ పక్ష తత్ర సమాసస్య క్లిష్టత్వాత్. సో హస్య ల్ ఇతి సమాసః న సంభవతి. సమాసః సంభవతి కింతు హస్య ల్ ఇతి సమాసేన హ సమీపః లు హకారస్య సమీపః లకారః ఇత్యర్థ బోధాభావః ఇత్యర్థః న స్ఫురతి. సో హి సేస్ బై ద టర్మ్ హస్య లు వి విల్ నాట్ గెట్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ హ సమీపః లకారః. నహి బ్రాహ్మణ కంబలః ఇత్యాదౌ బ్రాహ్మణ సమీపవర్తి వర్తి అన్యదీయః కంబలః ప్రతీయతే. బ్రాహ్మణస్య కంబలః బ్రాహ్మణ కంబలః ఇత్యస్తి. The blanket of the Brahmin. Brahmanasya kambalaha. Kahartha Brahmana kambalaha ityadav. Brahmana samipa varti anyadiyaha kambalaha nahi pratiyate. If somebody says Brahmanasya kambalaha, Brahmana kambalaha, we say that the blanket belongs to the Brahmin. So the by hearing that, we do not say that it is a blanket which is lying close to the Brahmin, but some belongs to somebody else. Okay, so there is a Brahmin and there is a blanket close to him. That blanket will be called Brahmana Kambala, will be referred to as Brahmana Kambala only if it belongs to the Brahmin, not if it is close to him and belongs to somebody else. Tadrishaha prayogaha na drishyate. So such usage is not seen, where Shashti is used to indicate closeness and not belonging. Okay. So Shashtyaha bahavaha arthaha santi. Ekashatam Shashtyarthaha itteva bhashye asti. Is there 100 meanings for Shashti Vibhakti. But the Samipya is not one of the meanings which is conveyed by Shashti Vibhakti. Nava Chitragu Shabdat Chitragavinam Samipavarti Vrukshadihi Pratiyate. Chitraguhu iti Shabdaha asti. Chitraha Gavaha Yasya Shashtyartha Bahuvrihi. Chitraha is multicolored. So Chitraha Gavaha Yasya Saha. He who possesses multicolored cows. Chitraguhu. Kaha arthaha Chitragavinam Swami. It refers to a person who owns multicolored cows. Okay. So now, if the Samipya can also be conveyed by Shashti, Chitraha Gavaha Yasya iti Shashtya. So Yasya Samipe Chitraha Gavaha Santi. Kashtana Vrikshaha Asti. Vrikshasya Samipe Chitraha Gavaha Tishthanti. Ataha Saha Vrikshaha Chitraguhu. Chitraha Gavaha Yasya Samipe Saha nama vrikshaha ityarthaha bhavati va iti chet na bhavati. So when somebody says chitragu, we interpret it and we know it that it is the swami, the owner of colored cows and not something which lies close to colored cows. Nava chitragu shabdat chitragavinam samipavarti vrikshadihi pratiyate. So we cannot, that is not conveyed by the Shabda. The Shabda does not have the Samarthya. Each Shabda will have an inherent Samarthya to convey meaning. So, Idrisham Samarthyam Nasti Shashtyaha. Samipyarthaha Shashtya Na Pratiyate. సో హీ సేస్ దట్ అండ్ హీ గివ్స్ అ ప్రమాణ ఫ్రమ్ ద మహాభాష్య. అతయేవ అనంతరాదిషు న సమాసః అనభిధానాత్ ఇది స్పష్టం ఆకరే. సో ఆకర ఆల్వేస్ రెఫర్స్ టు భాష్య అండ్ ఆల్సో కయ్యట. ఓకే, భాష్య కయ్యటయో ఆకరం ఇది ఉచ్యతే. జనరలీ ఇట్ ఇస్ ద భాష్యం. సో హీ సేస్ అనంతరాదిషు న సమాసః కః ప్రసంగః మతుప్ సూత్రం అస్తి తదస్యాస్త్యస్మిన్ ఇది మతుప్. ఓకే, సో ధనం అస్య అస్తి ఇది ధనవాన్ ఇది మతుప్ విధాయకం సూత్రం. సో తత్ర భాష్యే చిత్రాః గావః అస్య అనంతరాః సంతి ఇత్యర్థే భవతి వా. సో ద క్వశ్చన్ హీ రేసెస్ దేర్ ఇస్ చిత్రాః గావః అస్య అనంతరాః సంతి. అనంతర అంతర ఇస్ స్పేస్. సో అనంతరాః దట్ ఇస్ దేర్ క్లోజ్. అనంతర శబ్దస్య సమీపం ఆర్ ఇత్యేవ అర్థః. ఓకే, హలః అనంతరాః సంయోగః. సో టు హల్స్ విచ్ కమ్ టుగెదర్. సో చిత్రాః గావః అస్య అనంతరాః సంతి. సో అనంతర ఇస్ నెక్స్ట్ టు ఇత్యర్థే బహువ్రీహి భవతి వా మతు ప్రత్యయః భవతి వా ఇది ప్రశ్నః. ఓకే, సో భాష్యకార టేక్స్ అప్ ద క్వశ్చన్ అండ్ హీ సేస్ న భవతః బహువ్రీహి మత్వర్థీయౌ న భవతః. So there will not be bahuvrihi or matup. Both of them are in the shashthyartha. So anantaryam na shashthyarthaha iti bhashyat pratiyate. Chitraha gavaha asya anantarasanti ityarthe bahuvrihi matvarthiyo na bhavataha. Why not anabhidhanat? Its usage is not seen. I mean, there is no prayoga where the word chitragu is used to mean something which is lying next to Chitragus. It means always the owner of colored cows, and it does not mean something which is lying next to colored cows. Tadrishah prayogah nasti. Atah na bhavati bahuvrihirva matvarthiyahava iti bhashya uchyate. Kim bahuna? It is not just that there is no samasa or matup. Brahmanasya kambalaha chitraha gavaha asya iti vyasta prayogopi tatra anishtaha. Even if you split the words, I mean, the samasa or matup will not happen. But even if you split brahmanasya kambalaha iti vyasta prayogepi, brahmanasya samipavarti kambalaha ityarthaha na pratiyate. We will not get the meaning that the blanket is close to the brahmin. We always we know it as the kambala belonging to the brahmin, not the kambala which is lying close to the brahmin. So vyasta prayogopi tatra anishtaha. So vigraha vakyepi shashtha anantaryadayaha arthaha na pratiyante. So this anantara, that is lying next to or close to, ityadayaha arthaha na pratiyante. Ataha kim hasya lu iti samasaha klishtaha. So the interpretation of Kashika will not work because hasya lu cannot mean a lakara which is close to hakara. It means a lakara which belongs to a hakara. But there is no lakara which belongs to hakara. Okay. So it is this lying next to it. Therefore, the samasa cannot be interpreted properly, is what Vichitar says. So, anena. So what does Kashikakara actually say? He says, hasya lu hal iti dvitiyam atra hal grahanam tantrena upattam drashtavyam. So this is paraphrase from the Kashika. This is what the Kashikakara says. He says hasya lu hal. So he himself is giving that samasa. Hasya lu hal iti dvitiyam atra hal grahanam tantrena upattam drashtavyam. Tena pratyahara paathe hal ityatra lakarasya itsamya kriyate. Tathacha sati halantyam ityatra pratyahare na itareta shreyadosho bhavati. ఇది కాశికాకార వదతి. హస్యల్ ఇత్యుక్తే కిం ఇది హసమీప లకార ఇది తస్య వ్యాఖ్యానం కరోతి విఠల. ద విఠల ఇస్ అ కామెంటేటర్ ఆన్ ద కాశిక. సో హీ ఇంటర్ప్రెట్స్ హస్యల్ యాజ్ హసమీప లకార. ఓకే, సో విఠలస్య చ మతం నిరాకృతం. బోత్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ ఇంటర్ప్రిటేషన్స్, ద సమాస ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ హస్యల్ ఇది సమాస, తస్య సామీప్యం ఇత్యర్థః ఉభయమపి దీక్షితైః నిరాకృతం. సో హీ సేస్ that both those are not plausible. Therefore, we cannot accept what the Kashikakara says. Dvitiyepi. Dvitiye mate. Arthat, halcha lucha iti samaharadvandvaha lakarasya sanyogantalopaha iti chet, dvitiyepi sanyogantalopaha durlabhaha. संयोगान्तस्य लोपः इति न प्रवर्तते. किमर्थम्? यणः प्रतिषेधारम्भात्. यणः प्रतिषेधो वाच्यः इति वार्तिकमस्ति संयोगान्तस्य लोपः इति सूत्रे. सो यन् यदि संयोगान्ते यण् वर्णाः सन्ति तर्हि लोपः न भवति इत्यर्थः. यणः प्रतिषेधारम्भात् लकारः यण् वर्णः, अतः संयोगान्तस्य लोपः न भवति. यदि संयोगान्तस्य लोपः न भवति तर्हि द्वितीयः लकारः श्रूयेत. वि शुड् हियर् द सेकेण्ड् लकार. देर् इस् नो मीन्स् टु डिलीट् इट्. Therefore, we cannot accept that interpretation. Tat pratyakhyana pakshepi. But that vartika, yanah pratishedho vachyaha iti vartikam, bhashyakarena pratyakhyatam. He has rejected the vartika as unnecessary. So, tat pratyakhyana pakshepi, jhalo jhali ityataha jhalgrahanam apakrishya sayogantasya jhalaha lopavidhanat. So, bhashyakara does not accept this vartika. But he says jhalo jhali. Iti agryam sutram, it lays after sayogantasya lopaha. Sayogantasya lopaha is 23, whereas jhalo jhali is 26. Ityataha jhal grahanam apakrishya. Anuvritti is taking words from the previous sutra, whereas apakarsha is taking words from next, I mean, not immediately next, coming sutras. Okay? So it is similar to anuvritti. So apakarsha, he says the word jhal is taken from jhalo jhali. And he says, sanyogantasya jhalaha lopavidhanat. So, a jhal letter at the end of a sanyoga will be deleted and not any other letter. Okay? So, jhal is from jhabhai till hal. Okay? So, tatrapi lakaraha nasti. So, lakarasya lopaha nashakyate. So, he says, sanyoganta lopaha durlabhaha. So, either because of the vartika or because of the apakarsha of jhal, so in either case, lakara cannot be deleted. That is the first objection for kayatamata. And he has a second objection. Kincha padartha bodham vina vakyartha bodha asambhavena hal pratyahara siddhehe prak etat sutrartha abodhe prasakte tadudhararthoyam yatnaha. He says, we can do sayoga halcha lucha. Okay. Halcha lucha antyam it bhavati iti asti. Vakyarthaha katham yatavyaha. So there are different, in understanding the meaning of any sentence, there are different steps. Okay. First, you have to know the meaning of words and then you have to understand what the entire sentence means. Okay. The padartha and vakyartha are different. So there is meaning for each word. The meaning conveyed by the vakya is not exactly the meaning conveyed by the words. It is different and it is more. So, in any process, in any shabda bodha, in understanding something, we first understand what are the different words, then we understand what the sentence means. Okay. Now, padartha bodham vina vakyartha bodha asambhavena. Without understanding each word, we cannot understand the entire sentence. Okay. Idanim kimasti samasaha krataha halcha lucha antyam it bhavati. Tatra yadi sarvani padani jnatani tadaiva vakyarthaha sambhavati. Then only we can understand the sutra. But now we don't know what is the hal padartha. Right? Hal cha, lu cha, antyam bhavati ityasti. Hal ityukte kyum? Hal padarthasya jnanam nasti. Ataha hal pratyahara siddhehe prak etat sutrartha abodhe prasakte. We cannot understand the sutra itself. In both, I mean this actually applies to both Kashika and Kayatamata. Says, the problem is that we cannot understand the sutra because there is one unknown word. Okay, one word there which is, we don't know what is hal. As in, we don't know that hal is vyanjana. Okay. So, if we don't know what is hal, we cannot interpret the sutra. Sutrartha abodhaha prasaktaha. So, because one of the words is not known, we cannot understand the sutra at all. The complete meaning of the sutra will not be clear. Padartha bodham vina vakyartha bodha asambhavena hal pratyahara siddhehe prak etat sutrartha abodhe prasakte tadudhararthaha ayam yatnaha. So the attempt which we are making is to resolve that problem. That is, if we don't know hal, we cannot understand the sutra. Asyam cha avasthayam, at this stage, that is when we don't know what is hal, hal shabdartha aprasiddhau, if we don't know what is hal, dvandvaha eva durlabhaha. We cannot do samahara dvandva. Halcha lucha. Yadi
ಉಭೌ ಶಬ್ದೌ ಜ್ಞಾಯತೆ, ಉಭೌ ಪದಾರ್ಥೌ. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ವಿ ನೋ ಬೋತ್ ರಾಮ ಅಂಡ್ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಣ, ದೆನ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡೂ ರಾಮ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಣೌ ಗಚ್ಚತಃ. ವೈ ಸಹ ವಿವಕ್ಷ, ದ್ವಂದ್ವಸ್ಯ ಕಃ ಅರ್ಥಃ? ಸಹ ವಿವಕ್ಷ, ವೆನ್ ಯು ನೋ ಟೂ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಬ್ರಿಂಗ್ ದಮ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ್ವಂದ್ವ. ರಾಮ ಗಚ್ಚತಿ, ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಣ ಗಚ್ಚತಿ. ಮಿಲಿತ್ವ ಅರ್ಥಾತ್ ಸಹ ಗಚ್ಚತಃ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥೇ ರಾಮ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಣೌ ಗಚ್ಚತಃ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರಯೋಗ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಹ ವಿವಕ್ಷ. ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್ ಸಹ ವಿವಕ್ಷ ಟು ಇಂಡಿಕೇಟ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ನೆಸ್ ವಿ ಯೂಸ್ ದ್ವಂದ್ವ. ಸೊ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಇಂಡಿಕೇಟ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ನೆಸ್, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ನೋ ದ ಟೂ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಸಪರೇಟ್ಲಿ. ಉಭೌ ಪದಾರ್ಥೌ ಉಭಯೋ ಪದಾರ್ಥಯೋ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಅಪೇಕ್ಷ್ಯತೆ. ಯದಿ ಹಲ್ ಪದಾರ್ಥಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ನಾಸ್ತಿ ತರ್ಹಿ ದ್ವಂದ್ವ ಕರ್ತುಂ ನ ಶಕ್ಯತೆ. ಹಲ್ ಚ ಲ ಚ, ಲ ಇತ್ಯುಕ್ತೆ ಲಕಾರಃ ಇತಿ ಜ್ಞಾಯತೆ, ಹಲ್ ಇತ್ಯುಕ್ತೆ ಕಿಂ ಇತಿ ನ ಜ್ಞಾಯತೆ. ತಥಾ ಸತಿ ಸಹ ವಿವಕ್ಷಾ ನ ಸಂಭವತಿ, ಸಹ ವಿವಕ್ಷಾಯಾಃ ಅಸಂಭವಾತ್ ದ್ವಂದ್ವ ಏವ ದುರ್ಲಭಃ. ಸೊ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಇಸ್, ಇಫ್ ಯು ಡೂ ದ್ವಂದ್ವ ಯು ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಡಿಲೀಟ್ ದ ಲಕಾರ, ಬಟ್ ಯು ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಡೂ ದ ದ್ವಂದ್ವ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಅಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸ್ಟೇಜ್ ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಪದಾರ್ಥ ಜ್ಞಾನ, ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ ಹಲ್ ಪದಾರ್ಥ, ವಿ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಡೂ ದ್ವಂದ್ವ. ಅನೇನ ಕೈಯಟೋಕ್ತ ಸಮಾಹಾರ ದ್ವಂದ್ವ ಪಕ್ಷ ದೂಷಿತ. ಸೊ ದ ಪಕ್ಷ ಆಫ್ ಕೈಯಟ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಅಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟೆಡ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ದೀಕ್ಷಿತರ್ ಸೇಸ್. ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೈ ಹಿ ಆಫರ್ಸ್ ದ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಥಿಂಗ್, ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಯಥೋಕ್ತಮೇವ ನ್ಯಾಯ್ಯಂ, ನ್ಯಾಯಾದನಪೇತಂ ನ್ಯಾಯ್ಯಂ. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಲಾಜಿಕಲ್ ವಾಟ್ ದೀಕ್ಷಿತರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಸೆಡ್, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹಲಂತ್ಯಂ ಇತಿ ಸೂತ್ರಾವೃತ್ತಿ ಇತ್ಯೇವ ನ್ಯಾಯ್ಯಂ ಇತಿ ದೀಕ್ಷಿತಾಃ ಸ್ವಪಕ್ಷಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಯತಿ. ಹಿ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಪಕ್ಷ, ಹಿ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಪಕ್ಷ. ಸೊ ಟು ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡ್, ಎನಿ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್ಸ್ ಅಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸ್ಟೇಜ್? ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ಟು ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡ್, ಪಕ್ಷತ್ರಯಂ ಸಂಭವತಿ. ಹಲ್ ಪದಸ್ಯ ಆವೃತ್ತಿ ತಂತ್ರೇಣ ವಾ ಏಕಶೇಷೇಣ ವಾ ಆವೃತ್ಯ ವಾ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರಥಮ ಪಕ್ಷ, ಅರ್ಥಾತ್ ಕಾಶಿಕಾ ಪಕ್ಷ. ಹಲ್ ಪದಸ್ಯ ಆವೃತ್ತಿ, ಆವೃತ್ತಸ್ಯ ಹಲ್ ಪದಾರ್ಥಸ್ಯ ಕಃ ಅರ್ಥಃ? ಚೇತೆ ಹಸ್ಯ ಲ ಇತಿ ಸಮಾಸಃ, ಹಸ್ಯ ಲ ಇತಿ ಸಮಾಸೇನ ತು ಹಸಮೀಪಃ ಲಕಾರಃ ಇತಿ ವಾ ಹಕಾರಾನಂತರ ಲಕಾರ ಇತಿ ವಾ ಅರ್ಥಃ ನ ಬೋಧ್ಯತೆ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ದೀಕ್ಷಿತರ್ ಸೇಸ್. ಫೈನ್, ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ರಿಪೀಟ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಹಲ್, ಬಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್? ಹಸ್ಯ ಲ ಇತಿ ಸಮಾಸಃ, ಕಿಂತು ಸಮಾಸಸ್ಯ ಕಃ ಅರ್ಥಃ? ಹಸಮೀಪ ಲಕಾರ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥಃ ಅಪಿ ನ ಸಂಭವತಿ, ಹಕಾರಸ್ಯ ಅನಂತರ ಲಕಾರ, ದ ಲಕಾರ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಟು ಹಕಾರ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥಃ ಅಪಿ ನ ಸಂಭವತಿ, ಅರ್ಥಃ ನ ಬೋಧ್ಯತೆ, ಅತಃ ಅಯಂ ಪಕ್ಷಃ ದುಷ್ಟಃ. ದ್ವಿತೀಯಃ ಪಕ್ಷಃ ಹಲ್ ಲ, ಹಲ್ ಚ ಲ ಚ ಇತಿ ಸಮಾಹಾರ ದ್ವಂದ್ವ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ ಇತಿ ಕೈಯಟಸ್ಯ ಪಕ್ಷ. ತತ್ರ ಕಃ ದೋಷಃ? ಸಮಾಸೇ ಕೃತೆ ದ್ವಿತೀಯ ಲಕಾರಸ್ಯ ಅಪಿ ಶ್ರವಣಂ ಸ್ಯಾತ್, ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಲಕಾರ. ವೈ ಸಂಯೋಗಾಂತಲೋಪಸ್ಯ ಅಪ್ರವೃತ್ತೆಃ, ಸಂಯೋಗಾಂತಲೋಪ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಪ್ಲೈ ಟು ಲಕಾರ ಇತಿ ಏಕಃ ದೋಷಃ. ಹಲ್ ಪದಾರ್ಥ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಭಾವೇ ದ್ವಂದ್ವ ನ ಸಂಭವತಿ, ವಿ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಡೂ ದ್ವಂದ್ವ ಸಮಾಸ ಇಫ್ ವಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಹಲ್ ಇತಿ ದ್ವಿತೀಯ ದೋಷಃ. ಅತಃ ದ್ವಿತೀಯಃ ಪಕ್ಷಃ ಅಪಿ ನ ಯುಜ್ಯತೆ. ತರ್ಹಿ ಕಃ ಉಪಾಯಃ ಅನ್ಯೋನ್ಯಾಶ್ರಯ ದೋಷ ನಿವಾರಣಾರ್ಥಂ? ಸಂಪೂರ್ಣ ಸೂತ್ರಸ್ಯ ಆವೃತ್ತಿಃ, ಹಲಂತ್ಯಂ ಇತಿ ಪೂರ್ಣಂ ಸೂತ್ರಮೇವ ಆವೃತ್ತೆ, ಅಯಮೇವ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಪಕ್ಷಃ. ದೀಕ್ಷಿತಮತೆ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತಃ, ಪ್ರಥಮವಾರಂ ಹಲಿ ಅಂತ್ಯಂ ಅರ್ಥ ಅಥವಾ ಹಲ್ ಸೂತ್ರಸ್ಯ ಅಂತ್ಯಂ ಲಕಾರಃ ಇತ್ಸಮ್ಯಕಃ ಭವತಿ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥಃ. ತತಃ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಾಹಾರೆ ಜ್ಞಾತೆ ಉಪದೇಶೆ ಅಂತ್ಯಂ ವ್ಯಂಜನಂ ಇತ್ ಭವತಿ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥಃ. ತತ್ರ ಕಃ ಸಮಾಸಃ, ಹಲಂತ್ಯಂ ಇತ್ಯತ್ರ ಕಃ ಸಮಾಸಃ? ಹಲಿ ಅಂತ್ಯಂ ಇತಿ ವಾ ಹಲಃ ಅಂತ್ಯಂ ಇತಿ ವಾ? ಹಲಿ ಅಂತ್ಯಂ, ಹಲ್ ಇತಿ ಸೂತ್ರೇ ಅಂತ್ಯಂ ಇತಿ ಕಃ ಕಥಂ ಸಮಾಸಃ? ತತ್ರೈವ ಕ್ಲೇಶಃ, ತತ್ರ ದೀಕ್ಷಿತಾನಾಮಪಿ ಕ್ಲೇಶಃ ಅಸ್ತಿ. ಹಲಿ ಅಂತ್ಯಂ ಇತಿ ಸಮಾಸೆ ಕಥಂ ಸಮಾಸಃ? ಸಪ್ತಮೀ ಇತಿ ಯೋಗ ವಿಭಾಗಾತ್ ಕರಣೀಯಃ, ಅಥವಾ ಸಹ ಸುಪಾ ಸುಪ್ಸುಪಾ ಸಮಾಸಃ ಕರಣೀಯಃ. Both of those are not very
preferred means. Tathapi halahantyam iti tu shakyate. So somehow you can still get the samasa. Halahantyam iti shashti samasastu nirbadhaha. We can always have it. So halaha antyam nama hal sutrasya antyam lakaraha itsam yahabhavati iti prathamavaram arthaha. Dithiyavaram tu halityasya pratyaharaha arthaha. So this is what Dikshita puts forth as his siddhanta. Any questions? We'll stop here for this class. So there's a small assignment for the class. Please write down in a page, I mean, not very long, what you have understood about halantyam. Halantyam iti sutre kaha vicharaha pravrattaha praudhamanoramayam iti prashnaha. What is the vichara regarding halantyam in praudhamanorama? So please write down in whatever language. So want it in English or Sanskrit or whatever. I mean, if you write it even in Hindi, I guess I can understand it if you want to. So please write a page or more. I mean, if you want to write more, you can. But what is the point, what are the points that Dikshita makes in Halantyam, what are the different pakshas, and what is the solution, what is the siddhanta. Okay. So the focus should be on clarity of argument, what you have understood and how you present it. So just, I mean, it is always writing down means you will have to understand it. Okay. So let us see. It's okay even if it is wrong. I just want you to put an attempt to write, to put things in writing. Then only things will become clear. Okay, you can use the notes as reference or you can write it on your own. It is up to you. You can even write it now. We are finishing class a bit early today. So you can even do that now. So, you can just send it to me. Okay, you can send the answers to me once you write it. I'll look through it and we can discuss. I mean, we'll anyway do a review in the next class. So hopefully things will become clearer. Okay, any questions? So I'll upload these notes, I mean the notes of this class, if you want it for reference, I'll upload this right now in the Pathashala. I mean the audio will take some time, but notes will be uploaded right now, so you can use it as a reference. And please write it and email it to me. Dhyayam dhyayam param brahma, smaram smaram gurur giraha, siddhanta kaumudi vyakhyam kurmah praudhamanoramam.